Base here, Friday the 2nd of May, Rabbi Daniel Schoenfeld. Can we be slaves to our jobs?
Good morning. I'm going to touch on a few inyanim which are nogea la'halacha. Obviously, anything which is practical should be asked to a competent halachic authority. Please stop me if anything's unclear. The shaila I'd like to discuss involves Rov in Australia. The shaila is brought in Shavuos B'Tzela Chochma, who was a Rov in Australia 60, 70 years ago. He discusses part of the shaila, not in its entirety, and therefore I'd like to expand on it slightly. He discusses a Rov who has a kehillah in Australia who's looking for a new Rov. And they have to get a Rov from abroad, from England, America, Eretz Yisrael. It comes at a great expense to the kehillah to fly in the Rov, to fly in the family. They're not prepared to have a Rov just for a year or two. It's not worth their while, the expenses are too great, and therefore they say, one of the conditions is he should sign that he'll stay for 7 years. At least 7 years, that way they'll minimize their costs. Kachava, they found a Rov, he comes, after 2 years he gets an offer from America, higher pay, closer to the wider civilization, I guess, and he wants to back out. The killer tell him, what do you mean you can't back out? We've signed a contract, 7 years. You know you're gonna cause high losses to the killer. The Rov says he's seen halachos which say that you anyway shouldn't sign for such a long amount of time, as we'll see. And he's got higher pay. You know, he's got a Baruch Hashem and Mishpocha to support. He wants out. What's the din? What's the halacha? In this week's parsha, the Pasuk says, and then it starts with the Moedim, it delineates Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, but it doesn't go straight from Pesach to Shavuos, it breaks off with Kivosim al Aretz. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a harvest, you should bring an Omer to Hashem, you should bring a carbon to Hashem from the beginning of your produce. Ask the Smuchim La'ad, which is a sefer written by in the 1600s by a Kabbalist, Aaron Cohen. He lived in Turkey. And he asked why, his whole sefer is an interesting sefer. He asked all juxtapositions in the Pesukim, what's the connection between all the different parshas in the Torah? It's quite interesting. Here he asks, why are the Moedim interrupted with the halacha of the Omer? First the Torah should bring the list of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and only afterwards bring the mitzvah of Omer. To explain his teretz, I'd like to bring Pesukim from next week's parsha, which will be Nogea to Ashayla. In next week's parsha, the Pesukim deal with an Eved Ivri, who sells himself to a Jewish master, to a non-Jewish master. And the Torah says he can't sell himself for more than 6 years. Impossible. Even if he wants to, 6 years is the maximum. If Yovel comes before, then it'll be even less. If Yovel comes after 4 years, it'll be 4 years. After a year, it'll be a year. It's no more than 6 years. Explains the Pesuk, why not? Yisrael are mine. I'm the boss. You might think that you have control of yourselves. I'm the boss. I'll tell you what to do. 6 years maximum, you're mine. You do my mitzvahs, you spend your time to me, you don't commit yourself to other people. Says the Smuchim La'ad that for the same reason, after Pesach, the Torah brings a mitzvah of Omer in this week's parasha. Pesach was Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Shibud, of Paro in the Mitzrayim. A person might think that we're free to do what we want. Says the Torah, Kivosim al Aretz, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have your own houses, you're going to have your own land. You may think you'll be balabatim on those possessions, on that land. Says the Torah, no. Uktatim sekutir, you're going to have a harvest. Vavesim omi, you should bring me the first of your crops, like a sharecropper in a field, who just gets a percentage of the field, but it's not his. He brings the produce to his balabayas. So to Klal Yisrael, when we have Eretz Yisrael, we should appreciate that it's not ours, it's Hashem's. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, you're mine, nothing is yours, you're my avodim, everything you have is mine, everything you do is mine, and you follow my rules. The Aruch Chaim picks up on the Loshon of the Pasuk of ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodai heim v'lo avodim l'avodim. Why is it talking in third person? Ki li b'nei Yisrael are my avodim, avodai heim, they are my avodim. It should say, atem avdai, ki atem avdai, you're my avodim. The Torah is talking to us, isn't it? Says Aruch Chaim that the Pasuk is being miramas to what the Gemara and the Poskim learn out from the Pasuk, halachas of schiras poelim, halachas of workers, day workers, are also confined to these halachas of kelibin Yisrael avodim. For instance, the Poskim say certain workers under certain conditions, as we'll see, cannot sign contracts for more than 3 years. You can't sign yourself off for more than 3 years. Why not? Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. B'nei Yisrael are mine. Why 3 years? Because, as we said, an Eved Ivri can't sell himself for more than 6. The Pasuk describes it as an Eved being mishnescha socher, double the amount of time of a socher, of a worker. If an Eved, which is 6 years, is double the time of a worker, that shows us a worker is only for 3 years. And more than 3 years, you'll fall into the category of being an Eved. The Poskim say it's a Ramah in Shin Lamed Gimel and Choshen Mishpat. You can't sign a contract, in certain conditions. The Ramah is talking about Melamed and a Sofer. In the olden days, it seems they would live in the houses of the Balabatim. The Sofer was writing the Sefer Torah, would live in the house of the person who's paying him to write his Sefer Torah. And the Melamed, the private teacher, would live in the house of his pupil. Says the Ramah, since you're living in the house, You can't do more than 3 years. You'll be similar to an Eved if it's more than 3 years. It's a Hagos Modcha, it's a Rishonim, that you can't sign for more than, you shouldn't commit yourself to more than 3 years. As I said, the Ramos says this is because you're living in his house. If so, all jobs nowadays would not be relevant to this halacha. However, says the Chasam Sofer, Rabbonim are different. Rabbonim, who are often given homes by the Kehillah, even though they don't live in anyone's house from the Kehillah, but they're given a house, or they're confined to live in the area of the Kehillah, says the Chasam Sofer, that's enough to be considered that they're living in the homes of the Kehillah, because they're confined to a certain area. You're an Eved, in a certain respect, you're an Eved to the Kehillah. Similarly, they get all their money from the Kehillah, therefore their food is bought from the Kehillah, is bought from the money of the Kehillah, so to speak. Says the Chasam Sofer, a Rav would also be subject to this restriction, and he shouldn't sign for more than 3 years. If so, our Rav in Australia can say, listen, I signed for 7 years, I shouldn't have done that. It's after 2 years now, we're standing after 2 years. I want to back out now so as not to be over the Issa of remaining for 3 years. We'll both gain. We won't be over the Issa of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. And the Kehillah says, very nice, but we're not so sure. The reason why is because they're Poskim who argue with this Ramah. The Shach brings down Tosfos and a Modcha, who say there's no problem. Come on, Domit and Eved, that's not an Eved. An Eved is Gufay Konu. He's a Kinyan of the Odon. A Rav, a worker, a Sofer, a Melamed, as we said, they're not slaves to their thing, although they're living there, but they're not comparable to slaves, and therefore there's no problem. There's no problem at all. If so, what the Kehillah can say, that there's no mockum for you to be chayza whatsoever. Even though the Betzalel Chochma, as I said, who discusses this a similar shaila, he says that we can't just ignore the Ramah, we can't just ignore the Chasam Sofer who say these things are Isurim, and he wants to find a heter for the Kehillahs in Australia and such who want to commit their Rabbonim to more than 3 years. How can they do that? He suggests that they should give 2 weeks holiday. If you break up the 3 years with a holiday in the middle, you don't have a 3 year Ritzufos, you don't have a 3 year stretch, it's not Domit to an Eved, Avodim don't get holidays, and it would be Mutter in that way. I've seen Chivas Sforim who argue with this Heta and say, even if you have holiday, but at the end of the day you still get the phone calls, and you're still Meshubbad to the Kehillah, you have to come back. You're right, it's a small break, but it's still, who says that takes away from the Isurim? And therefore they suggest to write a number of Shtaros. You have a Shtar of 3 years, 3 years, you know, as many as you would like to make. That being the case, this Rav, the Kehillah can say to me, there's enough reason for you not to be chayza over here. There's enough reason for you to stay with us. Who says that you have the right to be chayza or not? Now, even according to the Chasam Sofer, we said, who says there is a problem for this Rav to sign up, as we said, there are people who say it's a problem. The Ketzos argues, as we said, and other Poskim argue, and therefore it would be hard to rely on, as I say, hard to rely on. However, there are reasons to say that, forget this idea of 3 years, not 3 years. Every worker can just back out from his job. Why is that? There's another halacha which is learnt from this Pasuk of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, that you're my avodim, you're not Hashem's avodim, that an employer can't force his worker to remain with him. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that a poel is chozer b'chatzi hayom. A poel can back out halfway through his job, because even if it's just for a day, he's doing a job for a day, he can say, after 12 o'clock noon, I'm backing out. I'm not your Eved. I can pull out. Sorry?
On condition he doesn't call him a loss.
On condition he doesn't call him a loss. Oh, so I'll discuss that shortly. But to qualify, this is not by all workers. The Gemara says there's a chilek between a poyel and a kablan. A poyel is a poyel who works by hour, and a kablan is the one who works by his job. The classic examples, I suppose, are a cleaner, who you get to clean your house, is not paid per room. You don't get £40 for cleaning four rooms. You're paid per hour. She's paid per hour. However much she does, she does. However much she doesn't, she doesn't. She would be a classic case of a poyel who is considered an eved, who is considered an eved to the employer, and therefore would have a right to back out halfway through the day in order to be mekayem this pasuk of kili b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. She can say that enough's enough. A classic case of a kablan would be a dry cleaner. You give your jacket into a dry cleaner, you don't care how long it takes the dry cleaners to clean, you just want your jacket cleaned. Dhikr is the job, and therefore the dry cleaner wouldn't be able to say, after starting his work, he wouldn't be able to say that I'm backing out. He doesn't have the right to rely on this pasuk of kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, because anyway he's not an eved to you. He can do it when he wants, he can do it in the morning, he can do it in the evening, he doesn't have any specific time when he's doing his job. There are cases, however, which fall into a grey area. Are they a poyel or are they a kablan? Are they an eved, are they not? For instance, a taxi driver. You book a taxi to come to your house for 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He has to do it at 5 o'clock. He can't come at 4, he can't come at 6. He has to do it at 5. You're going to Stamford Hill. From 5 to 5.30, he's yours. However, when you pay him, you're not paying him for that half an hour of travel. You're paying him to get you to Stamford Hill. If he stops you off in Finsbury Park or wherever it is, you can't say, right, I want half pay. You're paying him for your job to get to Stamford Hill. So although he's confined to a certain amount of time, he's being paid for the job, not for the time. Is that a poil or is that a kablan? It's a kablan? The people talk about, what happens if you put him on a meter? If you have a taxi on a meter, so some people would like to say that you're paying for the time. I think it's incorrect. You're not paying, even if you put it on... It's just a way of measuring how much you're going to pay to get to Stamford Hill, but you're not paying him for his time. It's a way they measure. So it seems that it's toil on a machlokes ha-poiskim. The Trumas HaDeshen brings a case of a man who was hired to press grapes at the time of the grape harvest. He was hired to press grapes to fill up a certain quantity of barrels. Now he has to do it in the 4 weeks of however long the grape harvest is. He has to do it at that time. He has no leeway to say, I'm doing it later, doing it earlier. When the grapes show up, you press them, you put them in the barrel. However, he's not being paid for the time of pressing. He's being paid for the quantity of barrels that he provides, that he fills up. Again, it's a case of someone who's doing it at a specific time, but not being paid for the time that he's doing it. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, since he's not being paid for the time, he's not a poyel, he's not an eved, he's a kablan, he's a normal contractor, and he's not subject to the halachas of kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, and he can't pull out. That's not an eved. He's not being paid for his time. However, if so, the taxi driver would be the same. The taxi driver would be a kablan, and he wouldn't be able to pull out halfway. He wouldn't be able to say, I'm an eved of yours, I want to pull out. I'm an eved, I want to pull out. And however, the Chochma Shloim, in two places in Choshen Mishpat, it clearly argues with this. The first what place is in Reish Samach Dalet, he discusses Tol Din of Avireini, a prisoner who's escaped from prison, running away from the police. He comes to the docks, sees a ship, jumps on board, offers the captain a high sum, much more than the going rate, says, take me across. And he does. Are there Hilchos Onah over here? That's what the Chochma Shloim is discussing over there. He says, we won't go into it, he just says that the captain is considered a poyel. He's considered an eved, he's considered a poyel, and poyelim are not subject to Hilchos Onah, for whatever reason. And he says he's considered a poyel, he's considered an eved, this captain, even though the captain is clearly not being paid for his time. This convict is not interested in the time it takes to get across. He just wants to go now. He wants to go now. The time is fixed for now, but I'm going to pay you for getting me across the river, not for the time you're spending getting across the river. Clearly we see that the Chochma Shloma understands the definition of a poil or a kablan is not a toil on, are you being paid for your time? Are you not being paid for your time? But are you confined to do your job in a specific amount of time, or are you not confined to do your job in a specific amount of time? A second place is in Shin Lama Gimel in Sechiras Poelim. He says that if you have a private teacher for a private teacher for your son, and you tell him I want you to teach my son 2 hours in the week, any 2 hours you want. Any 2 hours you want. He's a kabbalan, he's not a poyel, says the Chochmah Shlomo. Even though this private teacher, you're clearly paying for his time. Right, you want the 2 hours, you're not going to be mevat on the 2 hours. Those 2 hours, you want 2 hours of study. But because he's not confined to any rigid time, he's not considered a poel, he's not considered an eved, he's a kablin, and therefore he wouldn't be able to be choyza. Clearly we see the definition of the Fiyah Chochmah Shlomo is, are you confined to a time or not? Therefore the taxi driver who is confined to a time, he has to come at 5 o'clock, he can't come at any other time, he would be considered a poel, and he would be able to be choyza halfway through. Now this discussion of a taxi driver also applies to a rov. A rov, as they say in some places, they say he hatches, matches and dispatches, is that the line? He makes brisim, he makes weddings, he makes funerals. He has to be there at the time when he's called upon, he has to be there. He can't say, yeah, I'm coming in half an hour if the chuppah is 2 o'clock. He's suddenly, his job is confined to so specific... Yeah? Huh? He has certain jobs that have to be done at specific times. Therefore, it would seem he's the same as a taxi driver. Right? He's doing a job at specific times, but you don't pay a rov for the time he spends. You're paying a rov for his position of being the rov, although he has to do his job at specific times. Therefore, a rov would also be toil on this machlekes, the Truma Tzadishan, the Chochma Shlema. He's not being paid for the time, but he is confined to a specific time. Therefore, according to the Truma Tzadishan, the rov would have no right to say, I'm relying on this heta of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, I don't want to be your Eved, I want to be Hashem's Eved, therefore I'm backing out. He wouldn't be able to rely on that. According to Chochma Shlomo, he would be able to rely on that, and he could say, I'm a poel, I want to back out. However, I'd like to give four reasons which the Kehillah can say, even though you're a poel, there are four reasons why you can't be Choyza. As we'll see, most of them are subject to our Tola on different Shittas, and the Rav can say that Kimli Kedashita, which is on my side, and I will be Choyza, perhaps one of the reasons won't be telling that, and he'll be stuck. The first reason we find in the poskim is brought in the Tshuvas Chavas Yoy. He discusses a Chazan. He's not really a Chazan, a Shliach Tzibur. They used to hire a Shliach Tzibur to do all the davening for the week. And this particular Shliach Tzibur made a Shavua not to leave his job for 10 years. He doesn't explain why. But he made the Shavua. After 3 years, he wants to back... Sorry? After three years, he wants to back out. And he says that my Shavua is not a Shavua because seeing as the Torah says, as we discussed before, you're not allowed to sign for more than 3 years. As we said before, my Shavua is to be over on an Issa Torah. And my shvuah is not chal, a shvuah, levatel es hamitzvah is not chal, if I'm on shvuah, I want to back out. Says the Chavos Yoyeh that a chazan, is, since his job is melech ha-shamayim, he's doing a mitzvah, he's davening for the omud, he's not an eved to his boss, he's an eved of Hashem, he's doing melech ha-shamayim, he's doing a mitzvah the whole time. So he can't say, listen, I don't want to be your eved, I want to be Hashem's eved. You are Hashem's eved, you're being paid for it by the Kehillah, but your job is to do melech ha-shamayim, is to do a mitzvah. You can't say that I'm an Eved to my Kehillah, and therefore I can't sign for 3 years. There's no problem of signing for 10 years. Similarly, he can't say I want to be Choyza, because he's not an Eved. He can't say I want to be Choyza. Therefore, perhaps our Rav would be the same. A Rav is also Melech HaShemayim. The Chavos Yoyeh says that his din is with a Chazan. He says that Tzorach Iyun by a Rav and a Shamash. A Shamash of a Beis HaKnesses. The reason why it's Tzorach Iyun, he says, because a Rav also does work in the Kehillah. He tidies up the shul, does things which are not necessarily directly related to paskening shilas and things like that. Modern day rabbonim don't necessarily do those jobs. They have shamoshim and gaboim. And therefore, it would seem that a rav would be no worse than a chazan. His paskening shilas, learning, giving shiurim, is no less than a chazan.
He's living on somewhere else. He's living with
Shemaim. Right? What?
If a chazan's going to go and get a job somewhere else, he's still doing like a Shemaim, so why can't he move?
But he's committed to that. He's made a shavua not to leave. So why should he move? In order to leave your job, you need a reason to... He's doing Melech HaShemayim. And therefore, he's not an Eved, but he's still committed. He's still made a Shavua. He doesn't have the halachas of this being an Eved to the Kehillah. But at the end of the day, he's made a Shavua to stay. So seemingly, a Rav would be no less than a Chazan, and he wouldn't be able to... Even if he's considered a Poel, according to this Chochma Shlomo, he's considered a poor, and he wouldn't be the same as a taxi driver, and he wouldn't be able to be chayza. However, this halacha is not muskim according to all the deyas. The Ketzaisa asks a poshta shayla. He says the whole din of these 3 years, we said, was written by a soifa and a malamad, a teacher. A soifa is also doing melechah shemayim. And nonetheless, the Hagos Modcha and the Ramos says that no more than 3 years. He's also doing melechah shemayim. So why should the chazan be different? The Ketzaisa holds that even if you're doing melechah shemayim, at the end of the day you're being employed, you are an eved, you're right, your job is to do melechah shemayim, but at the end of the day you're doing a job, and you can pull out. Therefore, this chazan will be able to say, Kimli ka ketzos, Kimli ka poiskim, will argue with the chavas yoy, I want to go with those, and I'm going to back out, you can't keep me here. A second reason is similar perhaps to what you intended. The Torah says that this whole heta of being able to be choza in the middle of a job is only when you're retiring or you're giving up work. But if you're going from job to job, then this heta doesn't apply. The Bach explains why not. Because the whole reason you can be choza is because the Pasuk says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, they're my avodim, not yours. But if the eved is just going from one odin to another odin, how does that help us? He's still an eved to somebody else, not to Hashem. The whole reason he can pull out is to be an eved of Hashem, not to be an eved to the employer, but he's just moving from one odin to another. There's no reason to say he can be choza. That's according to the Bach. The Smag gives a different explanation to the Torah. He says the reason why the Torah says you can't be choza if you're moving from one job to another, you can't move, is only when the second job is more profitable, you're getting a higher pay. Chazal never allowed you to be choza from your job just to gain money, for your employer to lose, for you to gain. That wasn't the intention of the Torah. The intention was for you to be able to be free, but not that other people should lose on your account just because you want to gain. And therefore, you can't gain by being, you can't just say that I want to be choza. Our Rav, who wants to move to America because there's higher pay over there, according to the Bach, or according to the Sma, he wouldn't be able to be choza, seemingly. According to the Bach, he's going from job to job. There's no reason to say he can be choza. You're still being an eved. You're not going to be an eved of Hashem. Why should you be choza? And according to the Sma, you're going to make money. You know, you can't go and make money on our expense.
Why didn't they just pay the fares or the investment that they made? And then they've got no time as well.
They'll be stuck without a rov.
Well,
they don't want that. They want a rov as well. That's one of the times. I'll come to it after. It's also in Melechus, in Dovah Oved you're talking about. I'll come to that shortly. Divine, I'm not talking about the Dovah Oved. I'm just talking about moving from one job to another. You have no right to be chayz if you're moving from one to another. But again, this din is not muskim in all the poiskim. The Pisket Shuvin Shin Lamed Gimel brings down a Maim of Kedushin, brings down a Maim Chaim, who say that the Torah's intention, some argue with the Torah, some say the Torah's intention was never to say that you can't be choza. Of course you can be choza, just that you'd have to incur the costs. And therefore this Rav could say, listen, I want to be choza. The killer couldn't say, we've got a Torah, because the Rav can say, I've got the other person, I've got a Maim of Kedushin, I've got a Maim Chaim who allow me to be choza. A third reason is Ritva. Ritva says, this is probably the most obvious one that people would think of, you sign a contract, is a kinyan. Either it's a kinyan setumta, it's a minog, which is a valid kinyan in Chazal, or it could be a kinyan shtar, possibly if it was written correctly with all the necessary protim. You've made a kinyan, you can't just pull out. That's a mishapora if there was money. And therefore you have no right to, you can't pull out, you've got a kinyan, you're meshubah to us, there's no way out. That's a ritva. The question is, this ritva is a chayra pela. We have a potik which says, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodahem v'lo avodim l'avodim. You can pull out after doing a job. So what difference if you made a kinyan or not? A kinyan should make it worse. You're more of an eved to your boss now. So you should still have the heta of ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. You can pull out. Says the Machne Ephraim wants to explain the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't mean that you make a kinyan to be an eved, to be meshabed yourself to your boss. He means that you make a kinyan in the same way I can say to you, I will owe you a kilo of apples. I'll give you a kur chitin. In the same way you can do that, you can say, I will give you a pu'ula, I will give you work. Work is also shove kesef, it also has a monetary value, and it's no different to apples. You can be meshabed yourself to give apples, you can be meshabed yourself to give pu'ula. You don't have to give it. You can provide it if you say, I will give you a kor chitin. So you have to give the kor chitin. You can get your friend to give it to the guy. You can just make as long as the person ends up with a kruch hitin, that's enough to be mekayim your shibud. Similarly here, the ritva means you make a kinyan, you just have to make sure there'll be work which is done. That's what the ritva means. He means that you made a kinyan, you'll either do it yourself, you get your son to do it, you'll get someone else to do it, not that you become an eved, not that you'll be mishabed yourself, you're committing yourself to make sure the work, to sort out, organize that the work is not necessary to do the work yourself. That would be according to the ritva, therefore our rov wouldn't be able to be chozer, he's made this commitment, he's been mishabed himself. However, once again, the poskim argue, the shach argues with this ritva. He says that it doesn't make sense. How can you make a kinyan on something where there's a posik libnei shal avodim, as we asked? It's a kinyan devarim. All sorts of things. He brings a rivoshu, argues. He says the rishonim argue with this ritva. Therefore, once again, the rov could say kimli, like the poskim who argue with the ritva, and I can't be chozer. I want to be chozer. The final reason I'd like to discuss, and this lechur is a nail in his coffin, so to speak, that it'd have to stay there. The Mishnah says that by Meleches Dovah HaOved, you can't be Choyza. What's Meleches Dovah HaOved? The Mishnah brings an example of you have Pishton in a Mishra, you have flax which is soaking in a solution, and you hire workers to take it out. If it remains in that solution for too long, it's going to be ruined. You hire workers, and then they say, oh, we're not coming. And what happens? The flax gets ruined. That's called the Dovah HaOved. It's something, it's something which is a monetary loss. The poilim can't be chozer. They're not allowed to be chozer. If they are chozer, says the Mishnah, you can tell them, listen, I'm going to pay you 10 times your price. I was going to pay you £100 for the job, I'll pay you £1,000 for the job. They do the job and you give them £100. They say, what do you mean, you say £1,000? No, says the Mishnah, maton. You're allowed to trick them. Because they're doing something which is not right, you can trick them to do their job. They can't give you a monetary loss just because they want. They can't pull out and give you and cause you a monetary loss. In our case of a rov, there is a monetary loss, l'chore. The killer will have to pay. However, even if you're going to argue, that's not a monetary loss in his job. That's a groma, you know, which they're going to have to pay for flights for another rov. It's not what they're causing. He's not causing that directly. He's pulling out. No loss was caused. Okay, next week when they get a new rov, they'll have to pay. That's not what he caused. Go without a rov. You know, I didn't cause any necessary damage. The Mishnah, however, gives another example of a dovah oved, which has no monetary loss. If you order fancy wood for a chuppah of your daughter, and then the workers say, we're not bringing it. So you thought they were coming, you thought you were going to get something and you don't get it. That's also considered a dovah oved, that you don't get what you thought you were going to get. Now, that doesn't only apply to wood. There's a churas marsham who says if someone is hired, a person dies and they have no descendants to say Kaddish for them, no relations to say Kaddish for them. They're hired by the killer to say Kaddish for that mace. And during the year of here, this person saying Kaddish, this poil, this worker saying Kaddish, his father's nifta, or someone's nifta, and he has to say Kaddish for a relative. And he wants to back out from his original job. Is he allowed to or not? Says Masham, that's a melecha, it's a dovah oved. To pull out from the first person for saying Kaddish from the first person would be a loss to that mace. To say Kaddish is a ilui for the neshama. It brings the neshama mechayil achayil, the poskim say in Olam Haba. You can't just pull out of that and say, I'm not doing it. It's a dovah oved, even though it's ruchnis, there's no monetary loss. But there's a ruchnis dikah loss, that's also considered a dovah oved. The mashama in the end paskins that you can say one Kaddish for two people. That's the minig nowadays. You can say that it's a machloikas, it's not so poshut, but the Masham says you can, and therefore anyway it's not a melacha oved, just say it for both. But had it been, it's clear from him that it would be a dovah oved. Our rov, who's trying to pull out of this kehillah, they're going to be left without a rov for a number of weeks. They won't have people to ask their shilas to, they'll be stuck without a rov. That lechore is also going to be considered a dovah oved, and the kehillah can say to him, here you can't rely on any poskim, this is a mishnah, it says a dovah oved you can't pull out, and therefore lechore the rov would have to stay in his would have to stay in the job, and he wouldn't have any excuse for leaving.